Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are here high atop the Tower of Hope on Empowered by the Spirit. And this is an incredibly exciting show. We like to think they all are, but some are a little more exciting than others because we have two men here and Katie Hughes who are going to tell us about how much God loves us as a result of this incredible event that's going to happen called the Beloved Boulevard Hollywood Eucharistic Procession. And that's on December 3rd, is it? Yeah, a Saturday. But first, let me introduce our guests. I'll start with the young lady here, Katie Hughes. And many of you remember Katie is an evangelist, is someone who just loves the Lord and is part of everyday life sharing Jesus Christ through our ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts. She's a prayer group leader. So welcome, Katie, back to the show.
Thank you.
And we have a seminarian, Spencer Leverance. And Spencer is, you know, he's got some words here that I think are pretty amazing. He has been a starving poet, a starving journalist, a starving script reader, a script coach, and a well-fed seminarian. I thought that was kind of an oxymoron about being well-fed, but for the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. And you're in your third year, correct?
Third year of theology, that's right.
Third year of theology, fantastic. And the Archdiocese of Los Angeles is very, very fortunate to have you. He's also been a starving editor of a book behind the scene, Hollywood's Insiders on Faith, Film, and Culture. And, you know, the whole environment of Hollywood is something that isn't necessarily corresponding to our Christian values. They're certainly there to a certain extent, but tell us more about that culture in Hollywood, Spencer.
Sure. Yeah, in my previous life to being a seminarian, I worked in Hollywood. I was kind of a peon in the industry, what we call it, you know, in Los Angeles, entertainment industry. And I was doing, like you said, script coaching and script reading. And the thing about Hollywood, you know, is I think it attracts a lot of people who, like myself, when I came out here, I was like, I had a longing in my heart for something. For now, I look back on it and I can see I was longing for the love of God. But at the time, I was really longing for some kind of acceptance. And for a lot of people, I think Hollywood seems like that's the place where it's going to happen. That's the place where I'm going to get, you know, the fame and the power and the dream's going to come true. And but what happens when people come here is actually the exact opposite, is that you get kicked around a lot. You get told so many times over and over and over that you're not good enough, that you're not enough. Mm. And so that was my previous life. Then, you know, I discovered I had a really deep encounter with the love of Christ, and that led me to ultimately to the seminary.
My brothers and sisters, we're here on Empowered by the Spirit with three evangelists who are very, very incredibly special people. Mike Manhart we'll get to in a second here, but Spencer Leverance was talking about his experience in Hollywood. And Hollywood often appeals to people who are looking for certainly fame. They're looking for something above and beyond. There's nothing wrong with wanting to get attention and certainly the arts and so forth. But when we put something ahead of Jesus, that's when we run into problems. When we seek something of the world in which we want fame or money or prestige or sex or whatever it might be, and that becomes our God, that's really an issue.
Yeah, and you know, there's so many people out there. When we do this procession, we go out into the street with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, you know, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And we take him actually out into the street, into the walk of fame down Hollywood Boulevard. And we're encountering in the street a lot of those people that I used to work with, a lot of the same kind of people I used to work with, as well as people who are down and out, people who are experiencing homelessness, every kind of person out there. And you can see the hurt and the longing in those people, and they've turned to other things. I mean, they've turned to these different distractions. There are plenty of them in Hollywood, and filling them up with all these different things. And we go by, you know, we go by the strip clubs, we go by the places where people can get the drugs, and we go by the places, you know, all the big clubs on the boulevard. And it's an amazing thing when people's eyes lock with Jesus and the one who, you know, the heart truly longs for. And there's something that happens that's very mysterious.
My brothers and sisters, John 15:16 says, "It's not you who called me, but I who called you and anointed you to bear fruit, appointed you to bear fruit, fruit that will remain so that whatever you ask of the Father, he may give to you." You have been called to listen to this show. Maybe you're searching something that will not give you satisfaction, because only Jesus gives you satisfaction. Only Jesus can fill your heart. Not getting that promotion, not getting so much money, not getting the attention, it's Jesus that can fill your heart. And a man who knows Jesus inside and out is Mike Manhart. And Mike, it is such an honor to have you here. Mercy to the Marginalized is what you're about. The founder of One Strong Family Organization, the Mercy in Motion Movement, and the 2016 Mercy Challenge. And you use the acumen of family, forget about me, I love you. And you came to the realization how culture is really the most important thing, the culture of loving Jesus. And you go out in the streets of Los Angeles, people living in poverty, you pray with them, you feed them, you clothe them. You live Matthew 25, which is absolutely incredible. And your homeless youth project is another thing that you do. It is such an honor and blessing to have you on the show here, Empowered by the Spirit. And tell us a little bit more about your background and your ministries.
Thank you so much, Deacon. I'm a Jersey Shore guy, so okay. I got a
and tell it the way it is.
Half Italian, so there's a lot of olive oil.
Love clothes, that part.
So, yeah, I know you do. You know, I come from a great family, and I'm so blessed to have been born and raised Catholic. I don't know what it's like to not have Jesus as front and center, as my personal Lord and Savior, and I want to honor my parents, you know, for that. And I got six little sisters and 33 nieces and nephews. I mean, just
awesome.
The Pope loves us, you know.
And, my father was one of 11, by the way, so same kind
oh,
of
wow.
thing, yeah.
Praise God.
Lots
That's
of
so
first
great.
Cousins.
So great. But one thing that my dad instilled in us is to always give back, you know. Mm-hmm. And Matthew 25, you nailed it. You know, what Jesus says there is, what you do unto the least of my brothers and sisters, that you do unto me. And that's where he gives us the corporal works of mercy. That's my life, man. You know, it's just been something that Mother Teresa's, now St. Teresa of Calcutta, has just really played a part in and convicted me this year in what just happens to still be the Jubilee Year of Mercy. So when I heard about the procession going down Hollywood Boulevard, because I also own a company called Anaheim Studios, and we're into creating great media just like you guys, and making great videos so that we can use that those mediums to proclaim the Lord, you know, to show what's going on in our culture and impact our culture, because this culture needs to be impacted with the love of Jesus Christ. But what we're doing with this procession is we're going to not just Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity, be processing through, but we're actually going to become the hands and feet of Jesus. So while the procession is taking place down the boulevard, teams of people are going to break out with bottles of water, with food, with clothing, with hygienic products, with the needs of the least among us. Okay? So forget about me, I love you is the acronym, like you mentioned earlier, family. We have to say, forget about me, I love the thirsty. Forget about me, I love the prisoner. Forget about me, I love the stranger. Forget about me, I love the hungry. And now we're being Jesus in a genuine way to say, forget about us. Like you said, it's not about us. Forget about me. I love you, Lord. I love your precepts. I love your commands. I love your word, which commands me to go out with love, man. You know, like that's what it's really all about, is to be Christ to the least among us that we're going to encounter on the streets. And it's not just to the least among us. It's to all of us, you know, to everyone. We're going to see tourists out there on that boulevard. You meet some really wild and fun, crazy people. You even meet Batman and you meet Spider-Man, you know, and I think R2-D2 is out there every once in a while. If you've ever been to Hollywood Boulevard listeners, you know what I'm talking about. So we want to evangelize, you know, C-3PO as well.
Well, if we were writing this in Scripture, we'd say, amen, amen, which means this is really important. And hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I am so fired up, and I know our listening audience is too. Take a look at 1 John 3:17. If someone who has worldly means sees a brother in need and refuses him compassion, how can the love of God remain in him? Children, let us love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. Mm. Let us put into effect how much we love people. And 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another because love is of God, and everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Katie, that's one of the things that is so important. We're going to get back to you right after the break to have you tell us about why you're involved with this Eucharistic procession. But it is all about love, my brothers and sisters, and how much God is calling us to passionately love one another, not just a little bit. 1 Peter 1:22 says we must love one another intensely. Intensely is the Italian in me. Intensely.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that intense love and how you can be part of it on December 3rd. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Deacon Steve Greco from Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, and we are so excited to be partnering with Immaculate Heart. And I'm also very pleased to have published my first book, 365 Days of Praise. It's a daily devotional to help you with a daily scripture reading, a reflection, and also a thought-provoking question to help stimulate your spiritual growth.
Available online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or find out more at SpiritFilledHearts.org.
Hello, everyone. We are back here high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral with Spencer Leverance and Katie Hughes and Mike Manhart, three evangelists, and we're talking about loving Christ through this procession that will be on December 3rd called the Beloved Boulevard Hollywood Eucharistic Procession. Katie, how did you get involved? Katie Hughes is with us, who is a Catholic evangelist through our ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts. How did you get involved with this particular ministry in terms of this Eucharistic procession?
It was definitely a calling from God as far as this procession. I was at SCRC, and a friend tracked me down and said, you have to be a part of this, and explained it to me. And I remember seeing it on Facebook a lot, but never making the point to go. I have been on other Eucharistic processions, but Hollywood seems so far away. I'm part of the orange curtain. So, this calling, I said, well, I'll go to this meeting. And so every Sunday we meet up in that area, up in Hollywood area. And I've just felt so led, one, to be, I feel like Christ, through this procession and through the organizing of this procession, God is just calling up an army within LA and Orange County, his army, to raise us up to proclaim who Jesus is. And one way is through this Eucharistic procession. And so I'm letting the Lord lead me as far as this goes. It's just been an amazing transformation for me, and also connecting with so many other people who love Jesus.
My brothers and sisters, Jesus wants us to reach out to everyone who he puts in front of us, whether it be in a supermarket, on an airplane, in the streets, wherever we are. Jesus will put the right people in front of us. And those people may be homeless. They may be obviously poor, but they may not be. It doesn't matter. But people need to know about Jesus. And Spencer, tell us, first of all, about the history of this given procession. How many years has it been now?
Yeah, we've been doing it since about 2010. So I remember participating the first time, I think, about 5 or 6 years ago, 2010. And since then, it's kind of, you know, it's stayed pretty intimate, which is part of the things, one of the things that makes it special, is that we're actually walking on the sidewalk, and we're encountering those people in the street. I think if we were in the middle of the street, you know, it would be a little bit different. That, you know, other processions that do that, you know, that's great. but we're actually passing by people in the street. And so Jesus is coming, you know, really close to people in what they're going through in their life. And to me, that says something about what we're doing, because Jesus, you know, they call Hollywood the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. And Jesus on his cross is broken with us. Hmm. And he wants to encounter us in that brokenness. And when their dreams are broken, their dreams of that fame and that acceptance that they're longing for, Jesus wants to say, you're acceptable right now where you are. I love you right now where you are. And I've become broken with you to come that close to you here in the street.
You know, and it's so important. For example, my brothers and sisters, many of you feel shame or you feel disappointed about your life. You feel like you have nothing to offer. If that's you, just know that that's a lie, because you have so much to offer. You have your brokenness to offer. You have your struggles to offer. You have the fact that you haven't quit. You have your fact that you love Jesus. You have the fact that Jesus is within your heart. As we take a look at 1 John 4:11, beloved, if God so loved us, we must also love one another. And Mike, for me, it's all about loving one another passionately, intensely, and fervently, and to reach them where they are and to let them know that we're all the same. We're all sinners. We all need a Savior, and that we're there for one another, and they're giving us a favor by blessing us with talking to us.
Amen, man. Thank you for saying that. I can't help but to recall, as a graduate of Franciscan University way back in 1991, we started these high school summer youth conferences. And what happens on the Saturday night is a Eucharistic procession, and Jesus's love that you're talking about is met right there with where each high school student is when Jesus is processed through the aisles. Well, this is exactly what's going to take place on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, that Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, is going to be so present to these people, these strangers, okay, who are there encountering something that they may not even know. And I recall the scripture, which I love so much, talking about Jesus's true unconditional love, where he's loving us constantly, okay? It's the scripture where, and great story, where Jesus is just walking among the people, and there's such a crowd gathered around, and he just stops at one point and he says, "Who touched me?"
Yeah.
Who touched me?
Awesome.
And the folks are saying, "Lord, what do you mean who touched you? There's so many people around. Many people are touching you." But he said, "No, that one woman who touched my cloak, who touched my garment, you know, she in that moment was healed of all of her afflictions. The love of Jesus Christ touched her because she reached out and she was able to touch with faith that cloak. If only I can touch him, I will be healed." And he knew it right then. What's going to happen on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams? People may have an opportunity for the first time to encounter Jesus and his true unconditional love and reach out and touch him in some physical way, which we as Catholics, body, blood, soul, divinity, man, we understand transubstantiation. We understand the true presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, which will be processed down Hollywood Boulevard. Think about that for a second. And actually, don't think about it. Come out and join us on December 3rd.
And we're going to talk about that and how you can do that. I will say, in my experience, and I know in all of our experiences, that loving people and having them feel that love, the love of Jesus Christ, not just your love, the most important thing is the love of Jesus within you, to open up your heart and have it flow through you. I know, my brothers and sisters, I really love Romans 8. All things work for good for he who loves the Lord is called according to his purpose. But, you know, verses 37 and 38, so open up your scripture, open up your Bibles. Remember, the Bible is the Word made flesh. It is Jesus. Now, know in all these things, verse 37, chapter 8 of Romans, in all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us, for I'm convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Katie, I think we've all found that when people feel love, when they feel like they are loved unconditionally with that agape love, when they're loved passionately, when they're accepted, not by their accomplishments, but by who they are as adopted children of God, that's when they respond to the message. Your thoughts on that?
I think when people feel unconditional love, that is the true nature and love of God. That's who they're encountering through a person. And I think when you know the person of Jesus Christ and you realize he loves each person individually to the point where he humbles himself to become a piece of bread. And that's one of the things that touches me very much, in that when people come down the Hollywood Boulevard and they see Jesus and maybe don't know what he is at that moment, mm-hmm. but that's still Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then the Holy Spirit can touch their heart and say, well, what is this? And there are people there to answer that question. And then when they're able to be given the truth that this is Jesus as flesh and has come down as a piece of bread, and that's who is before them, well, that's where the miracle is. That's where that unconditional love is coming from. It's from the Eucharist.
Transformation, my brothers and sisters, is what Jesus wants. He wants our hearts. He wants all of us. And Spencer, as we look at what you're doing in this ministry, you're involved in really being used by Christ to help transform hearts. Your thoughts on that?
Well, every time it happens, I know Christ transforms my heart. And sometimes I mean, there have been years when we've done this and we haven't, you know, I wanted it to be a big, special, you know, a big deal. And I kind of bought into that lie, like we needed to be a big deal. And that year, it was the humblest one we ever had. You know, we didn't have that many people. And, I had to kind of die to that. I had to die to that, like, desire for it to be a big showy production. And we went out and it was the most beautiful one ever. And Jesus said, I want you to join me in being one of the little ones. That's what I do on my cross. And I want you to be little like I was in my dying, so that you can join these other little ones in the street and let them know that it's okay. It's okay to be small. It's okay to be broken. It's okay not to be able to do it on your own. It's okay not to be famous. It's okay not to be powerful. I love you where you're at. And that, every time I do this, the gospel gets preached to me. And I think through that, it preaches the gospel to those around us.
I know, Mike, for me anyway, when I'm out evangelizing, and I'd love to evangelize, which, by the way, my brothers and sisters, means good news. I'd love to tell people the good news of how much God loves them, that he died on the cross for them, that he rose again so that they may have eternal life. I get transformed in my heart. I get so fired up that, you know, it's like I'm on cloud nine.
Mm,
your
absolutely.
Thoughts?
I think about St. Francis of Assisi. I think about his words when he says, go out and proclaim the gospel to all people. If necessary, use words, you know, and that's because it's the action, you know, that comes to life. It's God's love that comes to life through the service to the least among us. And that's true evangelization, right? We do need to give the word, the very word of God, you know, to those hearts. But first, I think the most impactful way that it gets done and the most fruitful way that it gets done is through just simple action. And Mother Teresa, St. Teresa of Calcutta, you know, she says, do small things with great love.
Amen. Amen. And change one heart at a time.
Mm.
So as we focus on what we're going to be doing, and hopefully you'll be part of it, we'll be right back to talk more about this Eucharistic procession on December 3rd. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, high atop the Tower of Hope on Empowered by the Spirit, with three very special people, Spencer Leverance, who is a seminarian in the third year of theology, and also Mike Manhart, who is an evangelist and someone who is involved in so many different aspects of working Matthew 25 and making it come alive in so many different ways. And Katie Hughes is also evangelist as part of Spirit-Filled Hearts. And we're talking about really loving people, passionately evangelizing, and a particular event, Beloved Boulevard Hollywood Eucharistic Procession. Now, the Eucharistic procession through the streets actually started, I believe, in the Middle Ages and Corpus Christi. And so, tell us about how it got started and why you picked up having a Eucharistic procession in the streets rather than just street evangelization, which a lot of Christians do.
Right. Well, I think that, you know, our understanding of the Eucharist developed through the centuries. And it was around the institution of the Feast of Corpus Christi, which was, I think, around the end of the 12th century, that probably it came to kind of its height of Eucharistic worship and our deepest understanding of the Eucharist with St. Thomas Aquinas. And who wrote these beautiful Eucharistic hymns, which we still sing when you experience adoration and benediction. And we're actually, I think, coming into another period much like that, because it kind of faded away after a while, and now we're seeing this huge impact of Eucharistic adoration in the lives of especially the young people today. We're talking about evangelizing not just through our words and through our preaching, but evangelizing through the Eucharist. And the Eucharist is the presence of Christ, physically present. And you see, wherever you have a Eucharistic adoration chapel, where you have Eucharistic adoration happening, they happen a lot of times these days with the young people, with the life team and all these sorts of things, with the praise and worship music. These kids will have deep, deep experiences of Jesus' love for them, where he just touches their heart in the place where they need it the most. And you'll go into Eucharistic adoration, see these kids there, and they'll be weeping, and they'll be prostrate on the ground in front of the Eucharist because they know the power of Jesus, the power of his love. They've experienced it in a deep, deep way. And so evangelizing through the Eucharist, through just the presence of Jesus' love pouring out for us, there's no more powerful way to evangelize.
Hallelujah. And Mike, you have been involved in street evangelization for many years. Why is having the Blessed Sacrament, why is that so important to you to be part of this particular event?
What's more important than bringing Jesus, you know, to the people, you know? And these are folks who may never set foot into a Catholic church, who may never, ever have the experience of what we call transubstantiation and really understanding what body, blood, soul, and divinity really means. And an opportunity like this for people to just get that inkling, and maybe, like Katie was saying earlier, that we're going to have some teams of people who are going to be there to answer questions. So when someone says, what is going on? Well, these people will be trained in simple apologetics to be able to explain what is really happening. That in this very moment, Jesus Christ, not just as a symbol, but Jesus, the same Jesus who was born of a Virgin Mary, the same Jesus who suffered under Pontius Pilate, the same Jesus who died for the sins of the past, present, and future. This is the same Jesus who, by his own power, rose from the dead. This Jesus, again, we keep saying it because it's so important, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Jesus is right here present on Hollywood Boulevard. And now you're welcome to come and experience more, because we're going to have an event afterwards, Deacon, which I hear you're going to actually be
Woo-hoo!
Preaching at. And we're going to have some, you know, food and fun and entertainment and praise and worship. And we're going to have whatever the Holy Spirit wants, man. You know, but bottom line is it's an experience that these people could experience Jesus maybe for the first time ever and now be invited in to come and join us. We're going to even have like little tracts. We've learned from our Protestant brothers and sisters, you know, how to do this. We're going to hand out flyers so that people could get some simple questions answered, that they have contact information, both in Spanish and in English. The great folks at El Sombrador are helping us as well, you know, with all of this. So shout out to those guys.
And a shout out to them because this show is also aired on El Sombrador.
Praise God.
And Esne. Yeah. So talk to them. Because it's aired on Sunday at 7 p.m. on their network.
Praise God.
So seven stations. So, yeah, so that's fantastic news. And, you know, as we take a look at John 6, it's so important. You know, what breaks my heart is when you hear statistics that 50% of Catholics do not believe in the real presence.
Mm-hmm.
My brothers and sisters, you're listening in. If you're one of the 50%, take a look at John 6. Take a look at our tradition. Take a look. Even Martin Luther, at time of Reformation, believed in the real presence.
Yes, he did.
I mean, ever since the Last Supper, the whole concept of the real presence and at the beginning of our church, definitely when Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you," this is in John 6:47 and following, "Whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh for the life of the world. Amen, amen. I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day, for my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in him and I in him." Wow. I mean, how can you not believe that? You know, the thing that's so fascinating to me, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but so many of our brethren who are not Catholic, who talk about Scripture and sola scriptura and so forth, and yet they just ignore John 6. You know, they ignore the fact that, you know, for so many, many hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years, that, you know, the Eucharist was the real presence for the entire church. And now all of a sudden, maybe, you know, certain people don't believe. But it's pretty clear here, Spencer, from my standpoint, and both tradition and Scripture. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I think, I mean, we see the writings of the Church Fathers as far back, you know, as the beginning of the second century, talking about the Eucharist. And, but, you know, the best way, I think, to know is to experience. And especially with the young people today, you know, we call what we're in now is the post-rational period, you know. It's not just enough to explain to people anymore. They need to experience for themselves. And that's the wonderful, the beautiful thing about the Eucharist that we have, is that if you have any doubts about Jesus, if you have any doubts about the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, why not go and encounter him? Why not see for yourself? Why not just pray, go to the Blessed Sacrament, pray a simple prayer, say, "Jesus, if you're real, let me know."
Mm. Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. And I know, and I everywhere I go, I say the same thing. I was in Phoenix all week this week, and you know, I'm preaching to so many different people. And we talk about the Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread," Mike. This is not optional that we go to Mass daily, or certainly if we possibly can, because we need that body and blood within our heart and soul to be able to be on fire with the Lord and let the Holy Spirit live within us in that powerful way. The Eucharist is so incredibly important.
I think this is why Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, who became Benedict XVI, of course, our beloved Pope, said a long time ago, "Within the Catholic Church subsists the fullness of truth." And I believe that's John chapter 6 is what he's specifically talking about, that without the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, we would not have the fullness of truth, the fullness of this of the Word of God, the very flesh of God's Word made flesh. The fullness of truth really does subsist within our church. One of the things that I love to do, because I'm all about John 17 as well, where Jesus prays the most important prayer that I think Jesus has ever prayed. "Father, I pray that they may be one as you and I are one, so the world will know you sent me." We're talking about evangelization. You're introducing us, Deacon, as evangelists. Could you imagine what's going to happen on the day when Christians are unified, that scripture becomes fulfilled, that Jesus' prayer gets answered? "Father, I pray that they," Christians, "may be one as you and I are one, so the world will know you sent me." At that moment, evangelization is complete, because the world will know you sent me, and we're done with our apostolic duty. We don't even need to evangelize anymore, because everyone in the world is going to know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The fullness of truth subsists within Catholicism. But I love to go to other churches. I do it every week. These guys know. I go two or three times a week to other to my Protestant brothers and sisters' churches. I go to Mass daily or at, of course, Sundays and holy days of obligation. But I like to go and pray with my brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters who are not Catholic, and just experience life with them and pray with them. And again, it's about the experience. And then eventually walls fall down, bonds of love and unity are built up, and conversation can begin to take place, because that's all it takes is for us to break down walls and say, forget about me. I love you. We're ultimately going to become a family, because that's what Jesus calls us to be, a family, one strong family. And we're going to talk about the differences that we have, you know. But John 6, bro, you are nailing it, Deacon.
This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're on Empowered by the Spirit at beautiful Christ Cathedral. We are talking about the beloved Boulevard Hollywood Eucharistic Procession. When we come back, you'll be able to hear a lot more about it. But one thing on the break that you should think about is that you were baptized with sacred chrism to be priest, prophet, and king. So don't think God isn't calling you to be an evangelist and to be part of this Eucharistic procession. We'll be right back. Hallelujah. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're high atop the Tower of Hope here at beautiful Christ Cathedral with some incredible people that we've been talking with all show. Seminarian Spencer Leverance with Mike Manhart, and we have Katie Hughes, and we're talking about the beloved Boulevard Hollywood Eucharistic Procession. God is calling you. I'm 100% certain of it. That's the reason you're listening in.
Amen.
You're going, no, not me. Yes, you.
Amen.
And it is a life-changing event, because when you hit the streets, when you are adoring the Lord and praising God with the Blessed Sacrament and meeting the people where they are, your life will be changed and their life will be changed. I'm 100% certain of it. Mike, you agree with that?
1,000%.
1,000%.
I just want to pump everybody up and get you out on December 3rd. Bring your families. This is the year of mercy. If nothing else, if you're feeling like, man, I didn't get anything done in the year of mercy, you know, Pope Francis keeps calling me to go out and live the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, here's a great opportunity to bring members of your parish, to bring your young adult ministry and your youth group. Come out, youth ministers. Come out, young adult leaders. Bring your people. You know, come out, families. Come out, mom and dad and kids. This is going to be a great opportunity to spread the gospel.
And I am going to go out of my way to meet with the Diocese of Orange, because we are just starting the year of evangelization. And each parish within the Diocese of Orange has a parish team in which we are living evangelism within that parish. And what a great opportunity to experience street evangelization as a result of this. So give us some specifics, Spencer.
Yeah.
How can these people get involved?
Yeah. Well, first of all, we got a Facebook page. It's Beloved BLVD, Beloved Boulevard, but that's spelled Beloved and then BLVD at the end. So you can go to our Facebook page and get all the information there. We've got some videos, and you can see what it's going to be like, get a good taste of it. Now, this year, for the first time, we're doing it at night. It's going to be a night procession, so it's going to be, I think, even more special than in the past. And it's going to be candlelit. We're going to start out, we're going to have Mass. We're going to have Bishop David O'Connell is going to be celebrating Mass at 6 p.m. at Blessed Sacrament Church at 6657 Sunset Boulevard. Blessed Sacrament Church. And then we're after Mass, we're going to process out, and that's when the procession begins. And we're going to, after the procession, we're going to come back to Blessed Sacrament, and there's an organization there called the Center, and they do, basically, their purpose is to end isolation for those people experiencing homelessness. So all of the people who we meet along the way, all of the, whether they're homeless, whether whoever, we're going to invite them to come with us to adore the Lord and to join us back at the parish for this event at the Center. And that event will start, officially start at 8 p.m. So if you miss out on the procession, you can always just come to Blessed Sacrament and to the Center at Blessed Sacrament at 8 p.m. for that event afterwards. There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be praise and worship music. There's going to be a great speaker, I hear.
I hear there's going to be an incredible speaker called Jesus Christ speaking through someone else, I think.
Deacon Steve DeGrico. And yeah, and we're just going to have a great time. We're going to have Mike Manhart's going to be there.
So in terms of when they show up, 6 o'clock or say 5:30, a little bit before 6, is that what time they should show up and come to Blessed Sacrament?
Yeah, we're starting out about 5 o'clock with a holy hour. We're going to have some praise and worship music, and then Mass is going to start at 6.
So come at 5 or
you can,
before
if,
5.
If you can come at 5, you can come before. Parking is free in the Blessed Sacrament parking lot if you get there in time for Mass. So Mass is at 6. If you get there in time for Mass, parking is free. Otherwise, I think it costs $8.
And that's not because the church charges. That's because it's a public parking lot attached to the church.
Awesome, awesome. Katie, I know you've been incredibly excited to be part of the planning of this. Why did you get involved living in Orange County and obviously our ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts? Why were you involved in this, and why is this so important to you?
For me, I feel somewhat detached from the Catholics of Los Angeles. And I find this to be a great unifying experience of bringing Orange County to Los Angeles to be with other Catholic young adults and whoever comes, their family and children, to really, you know, in Orange County, the homelessness is kind of hidden from us. Everything's new, everything's perfect, and it seems things are pretty controlled. And so I'm finding that this outreach, where it's so blatant in the face of all those who come from all over the world to Hollywood, and they see Jesus. Jesus is on the stoop. Jesus is the broken one. There's so many broken dreams, like Spencer had mentioned. And we're out of touch in Orange County a lot. And so I think it's a wonderful way to really understand the mercy of God, break out from our shell, take the drive up, and bring Los Angeles and Orange County to raise up an army, the spiritual army for Jesus Christ.
I'm going to go to Spencer in a second, but on behalf of those working with the homeless in Orange County, there are over 35,000 living in the streets, and they are there. They're the invisible poor and the visible homeless. And certainly there are many, many people in there. It is a major issue also in Orange County. But I think what Katie is saying is that here's a great opportunity in Hollywood. There are so many, the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, as Spencer said, to just blatantly see people who are homeless or are so poor that clearly they need our help. But remember, the most important thing is to minister to the poor in spirit, which we all need Jesus, no matter where we are economically. So certainly the poorest of the poor economically, but everyone needs to have Jesus as their Savior. But your thoughts, Spencer?
Yeah, I was just going to say, we want to really, this is something that Katie was saying, we want to unite Catholics from around the Archdiocese, from Orange County, San Diego, wherever. We want to, especially, we want, you know, families, we want whoever, especially young adults. We're calling on all the young adult groups to unite. Mm. And if you are a leader of a young adult group, if you're on a core team of a young adult group, please send us an email. Our email is belovedboulevard@gmail.com. That's beloved, B-L-V-D, @gmail.com. And we really want this to be a uniting experience. We can unite. This is what Pope Francis is talking about. We can unite in God's mercy and joining in and sharing his mercy with others.
And Pope Francis has been very clear and very specific about hitting the streets, Mike, you know, and he has been a huge advocate for this.
Absolutely. Again, it all comes down to living out the corporal works of mercy. Matthew chapter 25 lays them out pretty well. So brothers and sisters, come on out. Let's do this together. You know, we are one body in Christ, and we're called to go out and just love the least among us by serving them.
Right now, there are so many of you out there that are getting tugged. You're getting whispered in your ear about, well, geez, should I do this? Should I not do it? Do it!
Yes.
Do it!
Do it.
You know, absolutely do it.
Come on.
You will not regret it.
Come on.
You know, come the Blessed Sacrament there, and on Sunset Boulevard, right?
Yeah, and the vocations office for LA is encouraging all of its people who are discerning priesthood to be a part of this also, because it's such an amazing experience that it will hype you up. You're going into the middle of everything there on Hollywood Boulevard with Jesus.
And I now tell you, you should show up around 4:30, I think. You know, the holy hour's at 5. There's going to be so many people that you're not going to be able to have parking now as a result of this, because the Holy Spirit is working in overdrive, you know, as a result of this show and the tugging within your heart right now. You know, God is calling you to make a difference. And take a look at Romans 10. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. And how can they call on him in whom they've not believed? And how can they believe in him of whom they've not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can people preach unless they're sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. Take a look at your feet. If you're driving, don't look. But take a look at your feet if you're at home somewhere. Those are the feet that bring good news. Your feet. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this show. And thank you guys for being on this show. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Spencer. Thank you, Katie. But we thank you, Heavenly Father, for calling us to love you passionately and to love your people passionately. We are so thankful that we are being called to make a difference by passionately loving people where they are, and giving them the good news of Jesus Christ. We ask, Lord God, for this incredible event, the Beloved Boulevard Hollywood Eucharistic Procession on December 3rd, starting at Blessed Sacrament Church at 5 p.m. on December 3rd, to be extremely anointed by your love, by your Holy Spirit. We call upon this event to change lives, change the lives and hearts of all those who show up, change the lives and heart of all those that we meet. We say this through the power of your love, the power of your Holy Spirit, the intercession of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And thank you for saying yes to the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I bless you with every spiritual blessing. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. We'll be with you next week at the same time.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio. For